WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a civic media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. American Mark Vogel, who was being held in Russia on drug possession charges, released. And now a U.S. official saying the United States is preparing to return cybercrime kingpin Alexander Vinnik in exchange. ABC's Karen Travers at the White House says this comes as President Trump says he's been on the phone with Vladimir Putin. Their team's agreeing, says the White House, to start negotiations to end the war in Ukraine immediately.
There have been numerous questions put to the president about his contacts with Vladimir Putin. But now the president in a social media post confirming that he had a conversation today with the Russian president.
And it comes as Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said at a NATO meeting that returning to Ukraine's pre-2014 borders is an unrealistic objective. Hegseth says NATO membership for Kyiv is also unrealistic. The Senate today confirmed Tulsi Gabbard to serve as director of national intelligence. The vote 52-48. This is ABC News.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM. For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. A Wisconsin couple is suing Walgreens over their son's asthma death. Shannon and William Schmidtneck's 22-year-old son Cole died in January of last year. According to the lawsuit, their son stopped at a Walgreens pharmacy in Appleton and was told that the price of his inhaler had jumped from $66 to $539 out of pocket. He left the pharmacy without the medication and tried to manage his condition with a rescue inhaler. The lawsuit says he suffered a fatal asthma attack a few days later. The couple alleges Optum Rx violated Wisconsin law by raising the cost of the medication without a valid medical reason and failed to notify their son so that he could talk to his doctor about alternatives. The city of Green Bay will receive over $3.9 million to replace three buses in its transit system. The money comes from fines collected from Volkswagen for cheating on emissions tests in the 2010s. The new buses will replace old, energy-inefficient buses using the funding from the State of Wisconsin Transit Capital Assistance Grant Program. The program is funded through a court settlement resulting from Volkswagen violating the Federal Clean Air Act. Janesville, Wausau, and Beloit will share in the $11.8 million in grants announced this week. It was anything but an ordinary day at Nicolet Elementary in Green Bay. The Milwaukee Brewers' famous racing sausages made an appearance at the school yesterday, giving first grade teacher Megan Fletcher the Brewers' Grand Slam Teacher Award. The school got a $1,000 check for school supplies. Then the famous racing sausages lived up to their name by racing around the gym. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
Marquette ends their losing streak. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Marquette with a victory last night over DePaul, 68-58 in Milwaukee. The Golden Eagles have struggled from behind the three-point line. I asked Marquette Stevie Mitchell on why it's been that way most of the season.
That's just how the game goes. I think, you know, there's players, teams that can shoot the ball poorly and then, you know, shoot the ball really well on any given night. So, you know, we're really proud of the win today because we shot the ball poorly and we're able to win ugly. And I think that's something we struggled to do the past three games, you know, when it got rough, when it got hard. You know, we weren't resilient like we were today in terms of just, you know, finding a way to win anyway, not getting caught up in, you know, our missed shots, not getting caught up in, you know, things that we really can't control and just doubling down on all things we can control.
NBA, it's the Bucks and the Timberwolves tonight in Minnesota, their last game heading into the All-Star break this weekend. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
A winter weather advisory is in effect for snow, heavy at times, laying down a good 1 to 3 inches throughout the day, with an additional 1 to 3 possible at night. This puts storm totals at about 3 to 5 inches. And it'll become breezy tonight, blowing and drifting some of that fresh snow around. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 10 degrees at our studios.
Mino and the Mayor.
Well, I think everybody's been there because he was sitting there for the longest time. So I just came a little beep, and it was green.
Yeah.
I could see he was vaping. It was meant on his vaping thing. And then all of a sudden, he rolls his window and gives me the bird. So I'm trying to get his attention. I can see that I'm giving him the finger, too, but I couldn't get my window down.
And you wanted to make sure he could see it.
I was waving to him like, hey, exactly.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday morning, 6 till 9 on 97.9 WGBW and 98.3 and 96.5 WISS and the Civic Media app.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Dom Selvia.
Next time, Matt Rothschild returns discussing the gobs of money in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race. Also, the Wisconsin GOP wants state employees working in the office. Does that include legislators? Tune in.
The Dom Selvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6. From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 12 noon on this Wednesday, February 12th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite, and it is the camel. The camel was delayed by the snowstorm. That's what it was.
You know, sometimes it's just hard to find traction out there in the snow.
Exactly. Exactly. Welcome in, everybody, from the world headquarters of Civic Media in beautiful downtown Madison. And it is beautiful today, Mr. Zommers. Let's take a quick look for those on the stream of our street cam here on the intersection of State Street and Fairchild. Look at that. Look at that. It's a beautiful winter day. Snow coming down. The Overture Center right there on the right-hand side. Oh, there's a delivery truck going by. 18-wheelers getting around in the snow just fine.
It's a very fluffy kind of snow.
This is, I used to live right downtown Madison back when I was working for the legislature. And honest to God, this is one of my favorite times to be in downtown Madison because they have the state capitol, particularly at night, and the snow is falling. It's beautiful. It's beautiful and romantic, which describes our next guest, who's also our ongoing contributor and friend, the senior advisor of the Lincoln Project, joining us from our nation's capital, lovely and beautiful, and it's Trigvy Olson. How are you doing, Trigvy?
I've never been described as any of those adjectives, Todd. Beautiful, romantic, none of them.
Oh, I bet your wife would differ.
And you know what? I would take issue with your whole the isthmus is beautiful in the winter, because I lived down there when I worked at the Capitol. And I will tell you, when the wind started blowing across the isthmus on cold days and you had to walk to work, you would freeze your
keister
posterior off. There was nothing romantic or beautiful about any of it. It was like walking through a canyon of freezing.
And the wind off the lake could be a little dicey, but when it's a pretty calm, light,
dicey,
fluffy, it's a calm snow. When I worked for Scott Klug, our district director, when I first started, Judy Lowell, and she was a wonderful, wonderful person, and she had a great tradition that when the first kind of snowfall like this of the season, she would dismiss the office early because, you know, it starts getting darker this time of year. It still does. And she would dismiss the office early, like maybe 4:30, 4:30. And she would take us all over to the Inn in the Park. And at the time, they had that restaurant lounge that overlooked the Capitol. And she would buy everyone a glass of champagne and hors d'oeuvres. And we'd sit there and watch it snow once a year. I always remember that. She was a wonderful person, a wonderful boss. So
it is important to have the human touch.
Right? Exactly.
When managing people.
Absolutely. How you been, Trigby?
Zommers, he should take you out for some Chablis after the show tonight.
What is Chablis?
I have no idea. It just sounds like good.
A sparkling wine, I think.
Well, something us romantic guys know lots about. I've never had it, but whatever.
All right. But you know about it. That's what's important.
I mean, you want to know why I'm in a grumpy mood today, Todd?
You do.
You want to really know why?
You are a grumpy guy today. Why? Tell me.
I am feeling, because we also got snow here, about 5 inches.
Yes.
School is canceled. Everything is shut down. And I walked over because I realized that I was out of Red Bull this morning. And I have to have my Red Bull every morning, which I had my annual physical earlier in the week.
Yes.
And I got chewed out by my doctor about my Red Bull. But it's not – I probably will go out with a heart attack one day after having
Don't
it. But
say
that's
that.
Okay.
My God.
But I walked over to the gas station, and they were out of sugar, Red Bull with sugar, because there was 5 inches of snow and no delivery trucks are out and about.
First world problem.
And I looked at the guy and I said, you know, where I'm from, what we call days like today? And he's like, no, what do you call them? And I said, Wednesdays, we would have Red Bull.
Well, here things have changed a little since he hung around, as the song Welcome Back, Cotter once said, because many schools from my area in southwest Wisconsin all the way across through Madison, all the way, UW-Milwaukee is off today. I mean, they're expecting like 6 to 9 inches down there in Milwaukee. So you got many schools, Racine, Kenosha, Milwaukee, many Madison schools, a lot of rural schools all off today. It's going to get dicey out there on the roads. You can always dial up, as our friend Jay Matinair likes to say, on Matinair on Air, who precedes us every day from 10 until noon. We're always thankful for that. Jay likes to remind us. One second. Jay likes to remind us. You can go to 511wi.gov. 511wi.gov. And Greg Bach told me you could also get that on an app that gives you all the road closures and conditions. If you don't have to drive in South Central or Southeast Wisconsin today, better that you don't, because roads are a little dicey. But contrary to what Trigby is saying, it is legit kind of bad out there today.
Todd, I don't want to be grumpy old Generation X man,
but
I'm going to be for a second.
All right.
Back in my day, growing up in River Falls, we needed about a foot of snow. And we were in junior high, and they canceled school for the country kids because the buses couldn't get out there. But the city kids had to go to junior high.
I remember that.
And this guy, Troy Pesker, who was a farm kid and a real character, literally took his snowmobile and came to junior high from about 8 miles out in the country. And instead of coming into the school, he put it up on this huge mound of snow outside the middle school while we were all in study hall, and sat there holding his arm up in the air. And Pee Wee Meyer, the principal, had to go out and tell him, since he made the effort to come to school, he'd have to go. And Troy Pesker turned the snowmobile around and drove home.
Did he really?
Yes.
Did he get in trouble?
I don't know.
Probably not, because
he was always in trouble anyway. He was always in trouble anyway. So
I knew some people like
matter,
that in school too, really? For sure.
Yeah, it was awesome.
But you wouldn't have a middle school kid driving a snowmobile to school today, probably. Maybe somebody
probably
says.
Not. But
those were the days, as they say.
He was like, he's probably 14, 15 years old.
That's fantastic. Well, big show today, Trigby.
That was when America was great, Todd.
Yes, indeed. Big show today. We're going to be very honored and happy in about a half an hour, around quarter till. We have Judge Susan Crawford going to be joining us on the show here. And, of course, she is the liberal candidate for the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. The primary, which there is no primary in the Supreme Court race, but there is a spring primary for state school superintendent and other local races coming up this coming Tuesday on February 18th. Civic Media will have coverage of primary election night. Myself, Dan Schaefer, and a host and cadre of others will be at the election night desk. And we'll also be covering Governor Tony Evers' budget address as well. So a big night coming up on Tuesday. But then the Supreme Court race, because there's just two candidates, that will be decided on the spring primary general election on April 1st. No joke. April 1st is the spring general primary. So Judge Susan Crawford facing off against former Republican Wisconsin Attorney General Brad Schimmel. And we're going to get into that in a minute. But Judge Crawford, how nice is that, Trigvi? She is stopping by our show for a few minutes to chat with us via phone. So she'll be in here right around quarter till.
That's really cool. I'm excited about that.
I am too. Give us a chance to ask her a couple of questions. And that race is
no joke. When you have somebody who's going on a down the dial, the Crazy Vicky's show, right. And saying that the January 6th protesters, I don't get it.
Summers, if you have a chance, if we could dial that clip up.
I'm old enough to be a Republican, a conservative, Todd, who believes in the rule of law and has faith in that. I call me old-fashioned that way. But if you're convicted of a crime, you should do the time. And I remember when conservatives felt that way. I'm confused about that. It confuses me as much as it confuses me why we're going into Gaza when we were supposed to be putting America first. There's lots of things that confuse me. If Zomers wants to put me in a better mood, though, you want to know something that does make me happy?
What?
You know what I heard on the radio this morning when I was in the shower?
What?
I heard the Scorpions rock you like a hurricane.
Oh, good Lord.
I rediscovered the Scorpions.
Well, good for you.
Play Winds of Change, Zomers.
All right, I won't.
I want to get back to what you said. By the way, Matt in Middleton texted in saying, I'm with Trigvi, Todd. I am certain that schools don't have class as often as we did. My girlfriend's kids seem to be off multiple times a month.
100%. My kids are home every time there's like a quarter of an inch of snow.
I want to get back to
three flakes and you're out.
Indeed. I want to get back to this. I'm sorry, I was caught off guard. What you brought up here, we touched on Brad Schimmel, because I think this is worth investigating a little bit more and talking about and sussing this out. You and I are both former Republicans. You, a longtime political operative, worked on major races like John McCain's and worked for Mitch McConnell and others. So you know a little bit about something about true conservative politics. And we've brought this guy up before because it was a major story. Riley Casper, age 25, or was at the time last year, when he pled guilty, I guess pleaded is the right way to say it, in federal court. So this isn't somebody far off that people don't. This is a guy from Pulaski. I love Pulaski, by the way. They have great Polish food there, great festivals. But this guy happened to be from Pulaski. He's a Wisconsin guy. He was at January 6th, and he wrote on his own Facebook page, quote, I pepper sprayed three cops so bad that they got undressed and went home, unquote. In another post, he said, quote, I fought cops all day, unquote. Now, I think, speaking of when you and I grew up, Trigvi, up through the Republican Party of Wisconsin, in times like Ronald Reagan and Tommy Thompson, anybody who would pepper spray, it was bear spray. Anybody who would use bear spray on our friends and neighbors who put their lives on the line every day to protect the rest of us, that would be seen as a disgrace. And that would be called out in the Republican Party that you and I grew up in. And now we have a guy like Brad Schimmel, who was, quote unquote, Wisconsin's top cop. And he goes on conservative talk radio and says this to Vicky McKenna.
The same thing for these January 6th defendants who were all prosecuted in the Washington, D.C. district, which is overwhelmingly liberal. This part of the manipulation is to go to districts like that. They would never take their prosecution in a district where you had a fair shot as a defendant.
So, and it goes on from there. And there was a couple of great stories that really laid out all of these things he said. Now we have Brad Schimmel, who wants to be on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, saying that January 6th insurrectionists like this guy from Pulaski who pepper sprayed cops got a raw deal. That seems like going against everything you and I came up with, Trigvi. We'll ask him on the other side, so stay tuned for that. And we'll see if we can get Trigvi in a better mood. Your calls as well. 855-752-4842 is the All Balls Show on Civic Media.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show. Get back to Zaroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh. They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zaroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to go. Zaroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zaroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zaroni's.com.
Nerds, it's time to come together. I'm Amanda Nimmer, bringing you your new Wisco 411, and this is your time to rise, because one of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming February 1st through April 27th, showcasing iconic characters, vehicles, memorable scenes from the franchise. There are 142 collected items, including a life-size land speeder. Get your tickets for the Multicultural Center's Unofficial Galaxies from February till the end of April.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Believe it or not, it is once again time for Wisconsinites to head to the polls and vote. I know, we all have a bit of election fatigue after 2024, but the spring election primary is coming up on Tuesday, February 18th. One race that will be on every ballot statewide for the spring primary is for state superintendent. Incumbent Jill Underle is seeking another term, and two candidates are challenging her. Jeff Wright, superintendent for Sauk Prairie Schools, and Brittany Kinzer, an education consultant and former charter school executive. Kinzer's candidacy, in particular, is gaining steam. Her campaign reported raising more than $500,000, far more than what Underle or Wright have brought in. With that type of financial support, this could prove to be a more competitive race for state superintendent than what we've seen in quite some time. This is becoming a real race to watch.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
When you're a kid from River Falls and school has been canceled and you just want to get out of town, but you put on the ice skates and can't go anywhere, you dial it up. You put on the Sony Walkman headphones and you crank it up. That's what Trigvi Olsen did back in the day. Welcome back to
Worldwide Live, baby.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbowles Show on Civic Media. 21 past the hour of 12 noon on this Wednesday, February 12th. Zommers on the board. Trigvi Olsen, former Republican like myself, now a senior advisor at the Lincoln Project. Great hockey fan, hockey player still, and co-owner of the NFL's greatest franchise, the Green Bay Packers. Trigvi Olsen. And are you happier now you found your Red Bull?
Yeah, I found it a while ago. I was just grumpy about the fact that we got a dusting of snow. And
I know, just get in. Okay.
Like, where's the delivery trucks? And then, honestly, I am becoming an old man.
Yes.
But, like, some of this is Washington, D.C., too. And places that they don't get a lot of snow. Mm-hmm. If there's snow coming, people start going crazy. They clean out all the store shelves. They start. Right. It's like before the pandemic. You know, I was in.
Like a hurricane.
I drove around Wisconsin at the start of the pandemic to try and get a gauge of what was going on. Because, as you know, Todd, some people criticize me for it, but I spend a lot of my time researching sociology, right? And I got to get out and see this. So I was in a Walmart in Bayfield. And there literally were people with two grocery carts filled with toilet paper. And this poor young staff person from Walmart was trying to tell them that they couldn't buy all the toilet paper in Walmart because there wouldn't be any for anybody else. And they were hostile and they had to call the cops. And what on earth? That is what D.C. is like when you get snow. There's nothing.
That is true. I mean, I've never lived out there, but I worked out there a little bit, not nearly as much as you. But yes, they do go a bit crazy out there. So, yes. Tom,
my hockey game tonight probably will be canceled because we have snow. Is that not the height of stupidity? It's a hockey game, for God's sakes.
L.A. Tom, watch you on YouTube.
We used to drive up to Hayward in 3 feet of snow to play hockey.
L.A. Tom, watch you on YouTube, says, chill out, Trigvi.
Easy for him to say. He's in L.A., for God's sake.
Thank you, L.A. Tom. Talking about former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel played that clip from on the air from conservative radio, in which he thinks that the January 6th insurrectionists, those who, not talking about just the people who went inside and walked through halls, but people who assaulted police officers, like this guy from Wisconsin using bear spray, in his words, quote unquote, never got a fair shot in court, and accused Democrats of abusing the court system for political gain. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Mark, listening in prayer to SAC. Mark, thanks for calling. We'll see you.
Yeah, well, you brought up, you know, the Brad Schimmel claiming that if you're a Republican supporter in this particular case, you can't get a fair shot in a Democratic district like D.C. is just nonsense. I mean, maybe it's the accountant in me. It's a kind of a yes or no thing. Did you or didn't you? Kind of thing. I mean, so then Brad Schimmel's played this nonsense before when Scottie Jensen got busted for the caucus scandal thing and was convicted of three felonies in Dane County. And they said, well, he couldn't get a fair trial here in Dane County, so they switched it to Waukesha County, then just lowered it down to a misdemeanor and so he could continue to be a lobbyist. I mean, that, yes, you can get a fair trial where you commit the crime is where you should be tried, because that's what the Constitution actually says. And it's not surprising that Brad Schimmel will be saying this stuff. And for the people that were just walking the halls, my supposition would be, if that's the right word, that anybody that breached the barriers outside the Capitol and then walked into the Capitol after the doors had been, you know, knocked open by the earlier protesters, they were in violation of the law as well, because the mass of people there, you know, contributed to the problem. Well, so
sure, I don't disagree with you, Mark, but I think, I agree or disagree, I do think there's a difference between people who are kind of lemmings in following the herd off the cliff and those people who picked up arms against police officers.
But you know, again, I'll say that they had no business going in the first place.
Agreed.
I mean, and you just have to maintain some intelligence and say, I'm doing the wrong thing here by merely, you know, breaching the barricades in the first place.
Oh, totally agree. Yeah, I appreciate the call, Mark.
Can I ask Mark a question?
Sure, Mark. Are you on the line yet? Stay on the line.
Mark, are you still there?
He is not, Mark. No. Oh. But he may call back.
I'll ask Zomers this question. So, Zomers, let's say that you really want to go to the Packer game, but you don't have a ticket. If you storm the gates into the Packer game, are you going to get arrested?
I expect to be arrested.
Right. Because
if not,
you're doing what?
Because
you're not allowed in there because you don't have a ticket. It's not that complicated.
I don't disagree. I think that everyone who went inside, I mean, you and I worked there. I mean, that's why I remember on January 6th watching this, when I owned my coffee shop at the time. And I said to my barista, as I had this on the screen, watching it in real time, I said, this is really bad. I said, you know how hard it is to get past Capitol security? As staffers, Trigvy, we had, back in the 90s, we had our badges, and you had to go through, you know, magnometers then, just for us to get into the Rayburn office building or whatever. And for this is not an easy thing or a small thing to trespass in the United States Capitol. So I'm sorry if I made myself unclear. I think that's bad. I'm just saying, people who picked up arms against cops went another tier, in my opinion.
Here's the thing. Would those people have showed up at an airport and tried to go into the airport without being, you know, bypassing screening and all the rest of it, and think that they weren't going to get arrested for doing that?
No. I put myself in a position I didn't want to be in.
Here's my question, Todd. We should find somebody. Where did Schimmel go to law school?
University of Wisconsin-Madison.
Oh, great. Do they have any constitutional scholars or people that we could invite to come on the show and explain to us the concept of the rule of law?
Probably.
And how is it possible?
Sure it is.
You know.
All right.
We should find someone.
Yes, we can certainly do that. We're going to come back to L.A. Tom calling in. Always a pleasure to talk with him. We'll talk a little bit more about what's going on here with Brad Schimmel, his claims that the J6 defendants got a raw deal. And then we'll be honored to be joined by the other candidate for Wisconsin State Supreme Court, Susan Crawford, who is a judge here in Dane County. Ask her a little bit why she made the tough decision. And believe me, in these times, it's not a small decision to put yourself on a ballot, especially in a statewide race, which will be ground zero the first really important national race after November 5th's election. Come on back. We have Trigny Olson, LA Tom, your calls as well, 855-752-4842. Stay tuned now for an agricultural update. Midwest Farm Report, Pam Yonke, and more All Ball Show on the other side.
Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For now, we know that tariffs had been paused, but if they were to take place, it would have a huge impact on one commodity you may not think of. I'm Ben Jarboe at the Midwest Farm Report. And John Heidenberg, a market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, is here to explain how steel would get hit hard if tariffs were to take place.
Big concern to markets regarding that is what's going to be the counteractions towards that type of tariff. You know, we look at our imports of steel and aluminum. Canada is number one by far. Mexico is number two in terms of the steel imports. You know, and then China is number four on that list in terms of the amount of steel that we bring into the United States. Canada is number one in terms of aluminum imports. So, do we see some reciprocal counter tariffs? Those are the things that the market gets the most nervous about. Obviously, if that those tariffs get put into place against U.S. imports, that brings the cost back to the producer and that drives prices down.
Having those retaliatory tariffs would have a huge impact on the food processing industry that is huge here in Wisconsin. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe, and we'll take a look at those midday markets right after this.
Just stop and listen to these great details on our next farm tour. Hi, everybody. I'm PM Yonke, inviting you to join me July 26th through August 4th as we head to the Canadian Rockies, Vancouver, Victoria, as well as agricultural highlights. We'll start in Calgary and visit their expansive Living History Museum. Then it's off to Banff for a guided tour and meet a Mountie. Next, we board a Via Rail train for phenomenal views of the Canadian Rockies. Once we arrive in Vancouver, we'll enjoy award-winning wines at Lulu Island Winery and also take a ferry to Vancouver Island for a stroll through Bouchard Gardens. We'll learn about farming life on the island during fascinating visits to a bison ranch and a dairy farm. Go to holidayvacations.com, enter keyword PAM to get a brochure or watch a travel show. Again, July 26th through August 4th, join me for our next tour of the Canadian Rockies.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarboe with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's see how the markets are moving midday on a Wednesday. There's a mix on the grain side as cash corn is up 3 at 487 and new crop corn is up 3 quarters at 471. March soybeans are down 15.5 at 1028, while November soybeans are down 11.25 at 1044.25. Cash wheat is up 3.5 at 580.5, and new crop wheat is up 1.25 at 603. Class 3 milk is following the same trends as soybeans, though, as March contracts are down 28 cents at 1957 a hundredweight, and April contracts are down 21 cents at 1922 a hundredweight. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarboe.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A winter weather advisory is in effect for snow, heavy at times, laying down a good 1 to 3 inches throughout the day, with an additional 1 to 3 possible at night. This puts storm totals at about 3 to 5 inches. And it'll become breezy tonight, blowing and drifting some of that fresh snow around. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, this year they have snow. Sean Connolly will be joining us to talk about the Birkebeiner. A little weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. More snow on the way. All the details coming up. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 11.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 34 minutes now past the hour of 12 noon on Wednesday, February 12th, 2025. The birthday of the greatest president in American history, in my humble opinion, Abraham Lincoln, born on this day, on February 12th. We remember him. Quick check of the roadways, courtesy of 511wi.gov. Basically, everything, if you draw a line from Green Bay over to La Crosse, everything south of that line is either partly covered or completely snow covered at this time. A particularly bad situation right now. It looks like Highway 41 between Nina and Appleton. There are 15 reported accidents right now between Nina and Appleton. So for whatever reason, that seems to be a particularly bad spot. Multiple accidents right now in the Milwaukee area. Also the interstate between Madison and Beloit. Right now, not looking good as well, particularly if you look in the Milwaukee metropolitan area and then Madison south down to the state line over to the Lake Geneva area. Many roads right now completely snow covered there. And also over in southwest Wisconsin around west of the Platteville area. So north of that line, Green Bay to La Crosse right now, normal good winter driving conditions, so do allow extra time right now. Several inches of snow, heaviest expected over near Lake Michigan, 6 to 9 inches, around 6 inches or so in south central Wisconsin, lesser amounts as you go north and west. Happy to have Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, with us on a Wednesday per usual. We are waiting here in just a bit. We'll be joined by the Liberal candidate for Wisconsin State Supreme Court, current Dane County Judge Susan Crawford, will join us live, talk to her a little bit, but right now back to the phone lines. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, talking about this current Supreme Court race. And we're talking before the break about the Republican or conservative candidate, former Republican Attorney General of Wisconsin, Brad Schimmel, who has, in multiple cases, been defending January 6th insurrectionists who pled or were found guilty and then pardoned by President Trump. Go to the phone lines, Los Angeles, L.A. Tom, thanks for joining us per usual and holding on. L.A., what do you got?
Well, first, I don't understand why it is that when they did the Wisconsin media thing or the network, it was a couple weeks ago, that they never asked that question about, about Schimmel and saying it was okay for the January 6th people to be pardoned. I just find that what the Republicans seem to do is they seem to talk to different media sources in different ways. And then that way they give them cover. So, you know, Schimmel can try to act like he's a moderate or he's, you know, a very sensible, common sense guy on Wisconsin High, but then he can go on Vicky's show and, you know, give his true colors on it. And I hope that Trigvi actually gives Susan Crawford some advice on how to run this campaign, because honestly, Democrats are way too nice and we are not winning because we're too nice. And I think we don't have to be mean, but we can hold people to account and we can hold people's feet to the fire. And I hope that, you know, again, I know that the race is not supposed to be a partisan race, but at the same time, we're not living in normal times. That's just the bottom line. We're not living in normal times. And then one question I have for Trigvi. Trigvi, what do you think about the fact that the Democrats run a shadow-type government since Donald Trump seems to be running the playbook of Adolf Hitler or one of those totalitarian dictators? What about the Democrats running a shadow government and actually saying make government great again and run an FDR type of playbook. I don't understand why it is that they're not running a playbook that has worked and got a guy elected four different times in the past. I'm dumbfounded by it. I don't know why they don't actually take some of those same policies, strengthen some of those policies, and get that message out there. What do you think?
Well, so I think your point is on target in the sense that they have to draw contrasts of a particularly around rule of law, but also in terms of consequences of what Elon Musk and the elimination of government means for individuals. Because the reality is most of America is traditionalist. But what you have to remember is things like Social Security are the tradition. Things like, having assistance in terms of public education is the tradition. And as some of these things start to unfold, I think more and more people are going to realize that Democrats need to be able to capitalize on that. I will also tell you that I think on some level with the tech bro side of things, and I was talking to somebody who's really smart about this stuff, been incredibly successful, and they were making the point that a lot of what Elon and Zuckerberg and these guys are doing is it's about AI and sort of what that means for the future. And quite frankly, if average people take a look at what AI means in terms of jobs and life and all the rest of it, they are probably not going to want to have a world in which you don't have government to provide protections for you, whether that's for your data, which there's a lot of talk about what kind of data breaches are going on for average people with a bunch of Dodge people combing through and taking over federal government computers, but also just in terms of what it means economically. And I think some of the people that are going to be hurt the most as this transition unfolds, the destruction of government, the sort of transition of how we work that's driven by technology even more than it has been in the past, are not going to really realize what they voted for, which is an empowering, and that's where you're right, Tom. They need to contrast that. I mean, that FDR was dealing with the fallout of the Industrial Revolution. Democrats need to prepare themselves to have articulate messaging to average people about the consequences of the technology revolution that's currently going on.
Tom typing back on you watch this on YouTube saying that we the people collectively are supposed to be the government. We're all living correct. The realities of Project 2025. I'd agree with you that LA Tom. I think it's just, I mean, you and I worked in government, Trigvi, and certainly we were witness to, there's always going to be in any large organization, be it private business or public government, there's always going to be waste expenditures, places to cut efficiency. But I think your point's so well taken. How often, when you and I were young staffers, constituent liaisons, as we were called, where people would call in and it would require us on behalf of our bosses to work with government to fix people's problems, whether it was to make sure they got their Social Security check, making sure that a roadway got fixed for them. That didn't happen just with nothing. It required people within government to come to the help of the people. And I think that's where people lose the fact that government can, in fact, be helpful. It's not always the boogeyman.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, there's something even deeper at play than that. We're either a nation of where we have rules, where we have laws, and the laws are applied as best as possible equally to all through various mechanisms, or we're one of men where men just arbitrarily get to make decisions. And if you're comfortable with people of power making the decisions for you, you know, that it used to be the Republican Party that was against that. It is now the Republican Party, and J.D. Vance said as much when he was running for the U.S. Senate that he wants to take control of the apparatus of government so that they can impose their values. And really, when I say to people, I'm still a conservative, I believe I am still a conservative because I believe that government shouldn't be in the middle of the choices I make of what kind of shotgun I can own. And they shouldn't be in the middle of the kinds of decisions that my daughters make or you as citizens make yourselves. Those should not be made by people in government, but that's what they're advocating for.
I'm not sure if you've seen this or not. This kind of broke yesterday here at Wisconsin Examiner. Speaking of Republicans who used to believe in smaller government and staying out of our lives, Trigvi, they've got a little jealousy syndrome. Robin Voss does. Voss has announced that he's creating a new Assembly Government Operations Accountability and Transparency Committee, which will be known as GOAT. It's going to lead the effort to improve efficiency and was inspired by the made-up Department of Government Efficiency, DOGE, or as I like to call it, DOGGY, which, of course, is not a federal agency headed by Elon Musk. So now Robin Voss says all that stuff about government being too big. And no, he's going to create a new standing committee to deal with things that can be done by an already done committee. And here's another thing, Trigvi. Republicans introduced a bill in Wisconsin this week which would cap the amount that local school boards could go to referenda on locally. Whatever happened to our former party saying that local people know best? Now they want the Republicans in Madison to tell folks in Amory and Black River Falls and Antigo and Richland Center what's best for them. That doesn't seem everything what we were taught growing up as former Republicans and conservatives.
Yeah, I mean, here's the question I would ask. And I say this again with the caveat that I consider Robin a friend of mine. We've known each other for a long time. We disagree on some political things, but if I could ever convince my wife to move back to Wisconsin, I would be perfectly happy if Tony Evers were my neighbor on the left and Robin Voss were my neighbor on the right, because they would be good neighbors. They'd bring me casseroles when my dog died. But that being said, this is the question I would ask Robin. And I wish Robin would come on so we could have a civil conversation about this. And I probably need to, we should revisit that. Mm. But here's what I would say. How long have you been Speaker of the State Assembly, Robin? How long has Robin Voss been Speaker of the State Assembly?
At least 10, 15 years.
Well, 12 years. What's been going on the last 10 or 15 years?
Right.
Right? Like, really? I mean, this is the problem with this. You know, democracy experts talk about normalization, and that's what happens. Non-democratic small d, or large d, I guess, but small, they become normalized.
Right. Yeah, very true. We're going to interrupt this conversation just for a moment, Trigvi, because we are now joined. I have the great honor of being joined by one of the two candidates for Wisconsin State Supreme Court. Again, we do have a primary for other races coming up next Tuesday, but the judge's race, the justice race, is down to two. It'll be Crawford versus Brad Schimmel, the aforementioned former Republican Attorney General of Wisconsin, coming up on April 1st. And the liberal candidate, Judge Susan Crawford, joins us here from Dane County. Judge Crawford, thanks for taking a little time for us today. How are you?
I am great. Thanks for having me on. A little bit of a snowy day today.
It is. But people are taking it slow. So we got about a minute and a half here before the first break. You're going to keep on with us after the break. I appreciate that. Tell folks a little bit. I mean, Trigvi and I know something about running races. I've been a failed assembly candidate twice. But tell people what led you to have the courage to put your name on the ballot to be a statewide candidate for Wisconsin State Supreme Court.
Yeah, thanks. You know, this is just such an important race, and it is going to determine the future of our state in many ways and determine the fundamental rights and freedoms of all Wisconsinites. So for me, it was just about stepping up to make sure that we protect our Wisconsin Supreme Court from an extreme political agenda and make sure we've got fair and impartial decisions being made by a court that is looking to protect citizens' rights under our laws.
And Judge Crawford, you're joining us via phone, so that's why I'm giving some cues here over the air. So we got literally 1 minute now. Tell us in 1 minute, if you can, what you feel is the one or two biggest issues for you in this race for Wisconsin State Supreme Court.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I think it kind of boils down to who are voters going to trust with the safety of our communities, and who are they going to trust to protect their constitutional rights. My opponent in this race is somebody who has a record of working to take rights away from people. That includes failing to get over 6,000 sexual assault kits tested, leaving the victims, the children, women in those cases high and dry for 2 years while he failed to get those kits tested. He has been vocally opposed, adamantly opposed to reproductive health care rights for women, has also even gone so far as to try to take health care away from citizens.
Judge Crawford.
He was attorney general. Trying to,
No, I appreciate you. Judge Crawford, hold that thought for a second. We appreciate it. Come back to Judge Crawford on the other side. Stay with us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Get back to Zeroni's. You know, the macaroni and pizza pub on Jackson Street in Oshkosh? They're back open under new ownership with all the familiar recipes you know and love. Enjoy the Zeroni's to-go lunch buffet. Fill up the box and they'll fill your drink, all for just $11.50. Buffet to-go. Zeroni's Macaroni and Pizza Pub menu includes specialty mac and cheese, pizza, salads, appetizers, and desserts. The to-go buffet is open Tuesday through Friday, 11 to 2. Zeroni's is back. 2407 Jackson Street. Zeroni's.com.
Finding the special health care resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special health care needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
This is the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
Pursuing truth wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Todd Alball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 1 o'clock. Trigvy is going to stay through hour number 2. Trigvy Olson, Senior Advisor of the Lincoln Project, or at least into hour number 2. We appreciate that, Trigvy. Right now, on a snowy Wednesday, we are joined via the phone by one of the two Supreme Court of Wisconsin candidates, Judge Susan Crawford, the Liberal candidate, on the phone with us. Judge, I appreciate you bearing with that the break there. We kind of cut you off. Was there anything that you wanted to finish up with Judge Crawford in terms of the things you really see in your mind are the most important issues of this race?
Yeah, you know, and a minute goes by fast, Todd.
Right,
so,
I know.
The final thought I had is, you know, the voters want to have a justice that they can count on to protect their rights under our Constitution and our laws, or do they want somebody who is pursuing an extreme partisan agenda? You know, I have worked throughout my entire career, both as a prosecutor, then in private practice, and now as a judge, to protect people under our laws. I apply the law fairly and impartially. I keep an open mind in every case, and that's what I'll do on the Wisconsin Supreme Court.
Judge Crawford, you know, I'm just a simple guy from Richland Center, but it seems to me that most people that I talk to around this state, I've traveled around the state with Trevi quite a bit over the last couple of years, they just want people who are going to get something done and who represents everyone. And when I look at your opponent, former Attorney General Brad Schimmel, he was quoted on a conservative talk show recently as saying that he believed that the January 6th insurrectionist, we've talked about this guy from Wisconsin, from Pulaski, who sprayed cops with bear spray. never got a fair shot in court, unquote, and accused Democrats of abusing the court system for a political gain. I just want your take on this, Judge Crawford, because it seems to me that protecting our communities and our state means requiring to stand up to people who are convicted of assaulting law enforcement officers in Wisconsin.
Yeah. You know, Brad Schimmel's support for violent criminals who have attacked law enforcement officers is just appalling. But it's kind of on par for, you know, his extreme agenda. As I was saying before the break, he's got a record that includes letting 6,000 rape kits sit untested for 2 years. He's also got a record of letting people convicted of domestic violence walk without jail time. His priorities involve a pretty extreme right-wing agenda that he prioritizes even over the safety of our communities.
Yeah. Trigvy?
Yeah, I would say, Judge Crawford, it's really nice to meet you, first off. You know, I spent a lot of my life up until fairly recently running campaigns for people like Mitch McConnell. And I think listeners need to recognize, and people in Wisconsin need to recognize, this election's going to happen in a national environment 71 days after Donald Trump took office. And the same people it's a big race for Donald Trump. It's a nationalized race, whether people recognize that or not. The same people who ran Trump's campaign in Wisconsin at the most senior levels, ran Ron Johnson's campaign, are going to be running the campaign against you for Schimmel. They have a pretty standardized playbook. And that playbook will be, and I'll just say, you know, if I were running a campaign against you, I would find some obscure case that, you know, really isn't a thing with a immigrant who is a man playing women's sports, blah, 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 and try and make that the thing and say that's what you get if you elect a Dane County leftist, right? Even though it's not a thing. How do you respond to that? Like, how are you going to, you know, are you going to do like Tammy Baldwin did and go directly to camera and say, you know what, Eric Hovde's lying, which worked? Or are you going to let it pass like Harris did or Mandela did with abolishing the police and maybe have less of a positive outcome? I hope it's the former, obviously.
Yeah, you know, I think we're going to call Brad Schimmel out for his lies. We have already done that with the attacks that he has lobbed at us that are, you know, just based on lies. They're false. And we'll continue to call that out and continue to show voters who Brad Schimmel really is by pointing out his extreme positions, decisions that he has made and agendas that he has pursued during his whole career as a partisan politician and even from the bench. We're not going to let go unanswered.
I guess I have another question for you, which is we're seeing a lot of erosion. What you don't know about me is I spent a lot of time working around the world on democracy, but in some cases, projects funded by USAID, places like Russia and Belarus and pretty much all kinds of places. Talk a little bit about what you're seeing as the erosion of the rule of law. I mean, what Brad Schimmel is saying, if you take it to the ultimate extreme, with the January 6th people, if I decide to go to Lambeau Field and don't have a ticket and want to storm the gate, I should be pardoned if I get arrested for it because, well, you know, I was a tourist.
Yeah, you know, that seems to be a great example of where Brad Schimmel is willing to let people who commit violent crimes, who harm other people, even who hurt police officers, a free pass based on a kind of a political lens and a political reading of that situation. Of, you know, if it fits his extreme politics, he's willing to give people a pass. And we've seen him, even on the campaign trail, unable to follow the basic rules that apply to campaigning, like, you know, altering a digital image of me in one of his attack ads, using what is clearly artificial intelligence to do that. And that's against state law, and he should be fined for it. And there's a complaint filed against his campaign for that. He's also been open about the fact that he is directly soliciting contributions from, you know, people all over the country, from conservatives and billionaires all over the country. As a judge, you cannot do that under our judicial code. So even as a candidate, Brad Schimmel can't follow the rules.
Judge Susan Crawford, quickly, if people want to learn more about your campaign, where can they go?
They can take a look at our website at CrawfordForWisconsin.com. That's Crawford, F-O-R-W-I.com. That's a great place to look. We're also on all of the social
media. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt and Air on Air.
John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
On Thursday's show, we're live in Oshkosh with City Councilperson Chris Olson. Karen Schneider joins us from the Oshkosh Herald and Pat Tracy from Discover Oshkosh. Join us.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9.
The Veteran Salute on Mino and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, olsonlegalgroup.com.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is WISS Berlin Oshkosh and WZBU New Holstein Appleton, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Ukrainian President Zelensky confirms he spoke with President Trump on the phone today about opportunities to achieve peace, and that Trump shared details of his conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin earlier today. This after Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth said today in Brussels that returning to Ukraine's pre-2014 borders is an unrealistic objective. Hegseth also said,
"The United States does not believe that NATO membership for Ukraine is a realistic outcome of a negotiated settlement."
A U.S. official saying the United States is preparing to return cybercrime kingpin Alexander Vinnik in exchange for American Mark Fogel, who was released by Russia after being incarcerated there on drug possession charges. And today, a U.S. official says one American and two Belarusians